This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes, a program every other week that we spend time with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic talking about issues that affect the health of your eyes. Well, hi there, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
It's great having you with us once again. And I look here at the paper and see that the topic today is about adjustment for eyeglasses. What are some of the common problems that require those adjustments? Could you tell us about one of the leading problems there?
The most common source of discomfort among glasses wearers is when their glasses slip down their nose. Frames are too loose and they need the nose pads adjusted and the temples tightened to hug the back of your ear. We heat the back of the temple to make it fit best. Also, changing the type of nose pad can help. Plastic pads can slip more on oily skin, and silicone ones grip the nose and don't slide as much.
What about situations where the frames are sitting crooked or uneven?
Bent or crooked glasses are another common source of discomfort. If you find one of the temples or the arms, or some people call them the lugs of your glasses, they rest lower than the other, the frame has been bent or shifted out of alignment. We adjust the higher side to match the lower side. And with plastic frames, we have to heat them. Besides looking odd, uneven glasses give you an odd view of the world. Ideally, the lenses of your glasses have to sit in the correct position, precisely in front of your eye. If you have crooked frames, it's best to have them adjusted as soon as you can.
Now, I've been wearing eyeglasses for about 10 years now, and occasionally you'll feel some pressure or some pain behind your ears. What's that all about?
It's a common reason for discomfort, and it's if the temples are too tight around your ears or curved in the wrong direction, they hit the wrong spot. And we use special tools in heating the temples to correct where it hits the ears. Because plastic eyeglass frames are much harder to adjust than metal ones, and fixing poorly fitting plastic frames can be challenging. But once the plastic has cooled and hardened, it's best to allow a professional with the right tools and skill to reshape the plastic frames to fit perfectly. If you're uncomfortable, you need to come in and have your glasses adjusted to fit you. Now, many people take their glasses off with one hand, and that can cause the temple to bend and get out of adjustment where they're connected to the frame. We use certain tools in heating the frame to correct this. People who wear reading glasses frequently put them on their head and when they're not using them, and this puts the glasses out of adjustment, as does putting them in your pocket without a case. But we can correct that, and the bending we do with adjustment will certainly help.
So there is some responsibility in the eyeglass wearer about keeping things in shape and fitting correctly. We are talking about the common problems that require an adjustment to eyeglasses, and we're going to talk about those nose pads in just a moment when we continue For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
All right, Dr. Wendy, the topic today is the problems that require some adjustments to our eyeglasses. And now we're going to focus in on nose pads and how to fix those nose pads for better reading. What about adjusting them for height?
Moving the glasses up or down on your face by just a small amount, it's often enough to make a massive difference in the fit if your nose pads are too high or too low. With bifocals and progressive bifocals, adjusting the height allows you to hit the right spot at the right time. We use nose pad pliers to accomplish this. And also the pantoscopic tilt of the temples is important in reading, and it's the angle of tilt of the temples. It is critical that the eyes are looking out the center of the lenses, and we adjust how close the pads sit with pliers. Nose pads can become old and worn, and the chemicals in the skin change the color of them too. Comfort is also a concern, as the pressure point where your glasses sit on your nose can quickly become sore and leave a red mark where the glasses have rested. Adjusting the nose pads and changing their size to a more comfortable fit for the contours of your nose will ensure a better fit and wearability.
So comfort, the primary concern in eyeglasses and how they are adjusted. We'll spend more on this topic as For the Sake of Your Eyes continues with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt after this important message.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Vision directly affects how you learn. 80% of all learning during a child's early school years is obtained through vision. 10% of all preschoolers and 25% of kids in kindergarten through sixth grade have vision deficiencies. Many of them are undetected because few children receive comprehensive eye exams. School screenings only pick up 5% of all vision problems. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. Dr. Wendy, you've been sharing some important facts here about eyeglass adjustment and making them feel more comfortable and kind of lessening the damage that they can do to faces. Could you give us some personal accounts of how you've helped some patients out with their eyeglass fittings?
Sure. A lot of people might change their clothes. They sit down in the bed. They take their glasses off. They get up and put a different shirt on, mm-hmm. and they sit back down, and what happens?
They sit on the glasses.
So they get bent all out of weird
ways. Happens a lot.
But we can adjust those and make them like new.
Yeah.
I had a fellow one time who was working around the house, and he needed to burn some leaves, and he had a little barrel that he burned them in. Well, he only wore his glasses mainly for reading, and mm-hmm. he had them in a case in his pocket.
Yeah.
And what happened? They fell in. They got burned. Mm. Now, it was a titanium frame. Uh-huh. The lenses melded, but the frame, we were able to rehab it for good.
Yeah.
So even though things seem bad at the time, we can make it happen. We've also had ones that have been run over by cars.
Sure.
And I had several kids one year. It seemed like an epidemic that year. They lost a lens sled riding, or they were outside in the snow, and they lost it. And they were looking for it, and a frame fell off. Mm-hmm. So they lost everything. And unfortunately, when someone was shoveling or plowing, they ran over them. But again, we can fix them.
Sure.
So if you need your glasses adjuster, if you're experiencing any of the pain and the irritation that we've been talking about, it's very easy for us to fix them. working on it on your own, sometimes you can make some gross adjustments that will make them so they don't hurt when you have them on, but yeah. It's best to have a professional adjust them.
I'm wondering too, just speaking from personal experience, have you ever had those glasses brought in that either young children or grandchildren got a hold of them and thought it would be fun putting it on their faces, mm-hmm. and in the process, they've messed them up a little bit?
Yeah, we've had lots of things like that because the kids see themselves as a reflection in the glasses.
Yeah.
And they go for them.
They grab them.
And then they figure, oh, this is something good to play with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and they have fun with them for a short period of time.
Yeah.
So we've been getting some good, helpful tips on maintaining our eyeglasses. Do you have any final tips to offer us as we start to wrap things up today?
Sure. Regular maintenance for your frame helps them to last longer. Keep them in good shape if you want them to last. Regular inspection of the frame and the fit will allow you to get adjustments before the problem worsens. You should always use two hands to put them on and take them off, and you should store them in your case. Many people are ordering glasses online now, and they come unadjusted. Have them adjusted by a professional. Adjusting glasses is a fine art, and the proper fit will keep you comfortable and seeing your best.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, the way that we take care of our glasses is important. I know that I'm guilty of a lot of times when I have my glasses off, flipping them into my shirt, mm-hmm. and carrying them around that way, and that's dangerous.
Well, I had a lady one time, and she was one who just needed them for distance, and yes. She would take them off for near to see up close. She lost her glasses, and she came in for a new pair, and I see everybody back for a progress check a couple weeks after they get them to make sure they're okay and see if we have to fine-tune the adjustment, because you don't know till you wear them a while how they're mm-hmm. going to fit. And she said, "You're not going to believe it, but I found my other pair of glasses." I went to the basement, I opened a chest freezer, and there they were. She put them on her head because she needed
down.
To see without them. Mm-hmm. She bent over and in they went.
Wow.
But they survived.
Well, good. Now, if our folks need to see someone about having their eyeglasses fitted more appropriately or to get a new pair, how do they find you, Dr. Wendy?
They can call the office at 814-371-2020. If you have to leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. And the office is at 90 Beaver Drive. It's in the Rice Complex. It's the last building at the back, and it has a letter D on it, like in dog. And the door there is a glass door. You come in a glass door, and it's the first door on the right.
All right. Super. Well, we appreciate all of the information that you shared with us. It's helpful and valuable on For the Sake of Your Eyes this week. It's been Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic sharing with us today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.